Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
To quite recently, if you had had a cancer diagnosis, you probably found it next to impossible to get life insurance cover, even if you are fully recovered. There has been a code of practice in place from the insurance industry for the past year or so, but no legislation. Now the insurance industry has stepped back and is supporting laws to enshrine the so-called right to be forgotten when it comes to cancer survivors. It comes as the government ends its three-week public consultation with the insurance industry and stakeholders with the view to reforming the sector and get premiums down. Robert Troy is the Minister of State at the Department of Finance with special responsibility for insurance. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, tell us more about the proposed legislation about the right to be forgotten for life insurance customers.
Well, firstly, I just want to pay a compliment to two colleagues of mine, Senator Lorraine Clifford-Lee and Deputy Catherine Arda, who championed this cause in the Senate during the last term. And already Catherine Arda has brought forward legislation to this Dáil term and has introduced it into the Dáil. We have made a commitment in the programme for government that we would legislate for the right to be forgotten. As you rightly said, that is for people who have had, who have overcome a cancer diagnosis, that when they go for life cover, they can avail of it. And the insurance industry initially resisted such a call, but thankfully, over the last 12 to 18 months, they introduced their own voluntary code, and 8 signatures signed up to this voluntary code, which is approximately 95% of the people who are providing life assurance in the Irish market, and they have recently concluded their own independent review of how that voluntary code was implemented, and it has shown it has been implemented very positively. All 8 companies have implemented 100%, and it has showed that cancer cover or life cover is now available for people who have overcome cancer. Anybody over 18 years of age have overcome cancer 7 years, and anybody over or under 18 years of age, once they're cancer free for 5 years, have been able to avail of life cover. This strengthens my resolve in terms of implementing this on a statutory basis, and work will now commence within my department to begin drafting that legislation.
Yeah, now Moya Murdoch, the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, said, "We are delighted to see that the code is working so well in practice, and we look forward to working constructively with the government in that regard to legislate for the code of practice for underwriting mortgage protection insurance in line with their commitment in the programme for government." It sounds as if you twisted a few insurance arms.
Well, I think, to be fair, maybe when the fear of doing something is more fearsome than actually doing something. And when you look at the percentage of people this actually affected, given in the overall context, you're talking in the low single digit figures. So I think having enabled the insurance industry to put this forward on a voluntary basis probably reassured them, having gone through it for one full year. And now they realise that maybe there was nothing to fear in the first instance. But this is the right thing to do. It is removing a worry and stress for people who have been cancer-free when they go to buy their principal private dwelling house. It makes the process less intrusive, less cumbersome. And I look forward, as I said, now, I suppose, empowered further by this Mazars independent review into the voluntary code, in ensuring that we do legislate for this and ensure that we have a level playing field across all life insurance providers. That being said, 95% of life insurance providers are members of Insurance Ireland and have already signed up to this voluntary code.
Now, are there any other insurance discriminations out there, such as, I don't know, if you have mental health issues?
Well, look at what we have to. What we're looking at now, in the first instance, is in relation to people who have survived cancer, and I think it's important that we stay focused on I suppose, the job of work that's in hand, and work with the insurance industry now to implement this. And we can always look at something else further down the line, but we have one target here. We have one commitment in the programme for government. Okay. Let's not muddy the waters and let's ensure that we get this over the line.
Okay. We spoke to you a month ago, Minister, at the start of your 3-week consultation with stakeholders in the insurance sector. That was a pretty quick consultation. What sort of responses did you get?
We got a very, very strong level of response. I think in excess of 68 submissions have been made, with a number of people requesting an extra week to make further submissions. So work has commenced within my department by the officials in this section. They are now going through all those submissions, summarising them, and I hope to have a document from my officials within the next fortnight. It is our intention before the summer recess to have convened a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on Insurance Reform and to have identified the key policies that we want to see implemented in the lifetime of this government to drive down insurance costs.
Now, will you be resisting calls from the judiciary to hike up payouts in the courts for personal injury cases? The judges want to increase it by 17% because that will increase premiums, won't it?
That will increase premium, and I think that was a weakness of the last personal injury guidelines, if I'm frank, whereby the legislation mandated the judiciary to review the guidelines after 3 years. I think that was far too quick, and certainly that's one thing that will have to change, is any review period will have to be lengthened, and that the review will have to be referred to the Personal Resolution Board. The proposals emanating from the Judicial Council at the moment weren't even referred to the Personal Injury Resolution Board, a body that deals with a vast number of compensation payouts. So it's essential that we in future increase the review period, and secondly, that the Resolution Injury Board are consulted before any future proposals are put on the table. In relation to these current proposals that are on the table, they're with the Minister for Justice receiving consideration, and it'll be down to the Minister for Justice to bring forward proposals to the whole of government to decide whether to accept or reject them.
Yeah, but isn't the issue that the only winners from staying out of the Injuries Resolution Board process and going straight to judicial situation are the lawyers? They're the only winners, that the actual claimant doesn't see much of the money.
Well, that's a matter of fact, and a recent report in the last fortnight by the Personal Injuries Resolution Board further endorsed that finding, that typically a claim that is dealt with through the Personal Injury Resolution Board costs on average €1,000 from a legal fees perspective. Claims that go through the legal process are resolved on the steps of the court on average €22,000 from a legal perspective. So there's a huge difference between the legal fees associated with going through the Personal Injuries Resolution Board and going down the litigation route. Where there's not a huge difference is the amount of compensation that is actually paid out to the claimant. There's only a marginal difference, and where there's a second difference is the length of time it takes. So on average, it takes around 2 years to go through the resolution board, while it takes over 4 years to go through the litigation route. So the facts are there that anybody who has a legitimate claim for compensation following an accident is far better going through the resolution board than going down through litigation. But we still haven't been able to ensure enough people are going down the resolution board. And that's something that we have to tackle in this new action plan on insurance reform.
OK, well, best of luck with it. And hopefully premiums will go down as a result. That is Robert Troy, the Minister of State at the Department of Finance with special responsibility for insurance.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.